Can I ask you something a bit personal? Do you mind? When was the last time that you committed an act of radical love? All right, what do I mean by that? Well, when was the last time that you loved someone who was impossible to love, someone who didn't deserve your love? When you reached out with care and compassion and that person turned around and bit off your hand. And so what you did, your immediate response, instead of using your other hand to make a fist and punch them in the nose, was to reach out and touch them with the one hand that you had left. See, let's be honest. We don't do that much these days, do we? We're programmed to stand up for our rights, to get what we're entitled to, and when necessary, to hit back, to give them what they deserve. There's some of that in each one of us. Here's what I think. I think it comes down to our natural sense of justice. We're made in the image of God, you and I. And that's why each one of us has a rather acute, inbuilt sense of justice that in particular will spring into action when we're on the receiving end of an injustice. Am I right? When someone wrongs us, our immediate response is that the wrong must somehow be set right, by an apology, by recompense, by revenge, or by punishment. And yet I wonder what would happen if God gave me what I deserved. What would happen if God gave you what you deserved? We know the answer to that, and it just doesn't bear thinking about. Fortunately, though, God isn't just a God of justice. He's also a God of love, radical love. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, "By this we know love, that he, Jesus, laid down his life for us." That's the radical love I was just talking about, a God who would send his son to suffer brutally, terribly, to pay for our mistakes so that the requirements both of justice and of love would be met. That's what the cross was all about, justice and love. But how do we respond to that radical love? Well, let me share the whole of that verse with you then. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for each other." So might I ask you once more, when was the last time that you committed an act of radical love? That's God's word, fresh for you today.